want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, and our special guest this hour is food safety expert, tireless defender of our freedom and liberties, and is particularly concerned about what goes on our dinner table, Barb Peterson. And Barb, would you mind giving out your website address again?
Farmwars.info.
Okay, and you have produced something that I think is so good. It's something even the kids can watch because there's a degree of animation to it, and it caught my son's eye when I was watching it. And I want you to take a moment and talk about your latest production that you're going to have available on June 15th.
My favorite subject. It's called The Adventures of Aggie, the Traveling Agrobacterium. And I actually did it in the same vein as, do you remember the old, it was Professor Peabody and Sherman cartoons?
Oh, yes, that was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Boris Badenoff and Natasha, I remember that well.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I went with it. And I created Aggie, who's the agrobacterium. And she basically goes through the transformation process, and you can see in there how it's kind of outlined, the transformation when she's grown in a lab, and then she gets the new genes in her, how it's accomplished, how the plasmid is transferred into the plant cells. And then when you go through that, then what happens is she escapes and she goes out into the wild, you know, into the field with the plant. And that happens. And it happens more than they want to admit. And when you try and corner someone about that, you know, from, say, Monsanto or whatever, they basically kind of fly over the subject and don't really want to talk about it too much and go hum-ha and go off in another direction.
What happens when these animals escape into the wild?
Well, it's the agrobacterium, and when they escape, a bacteria can multiply. It can double its population every 9.8 minutes.
Whoa.
And they live in the soil. So now, we've got a plant. We've got a genetically modified plant, several of them, that they put out in the field, and they're going to grow because they're going to collect these seeds. And then they're going to sell, Monsanto's going to sell the seeds, or another company, DuPont Hybrid, Pioneer, whatever. They're going to sell these seeds. Well, the plants have to be out there getting their seeds done. So here we have this agrobacterium that don't all get killed by the antibiotics they apply. And they go out there, they get in the soil, they multiply. They still have the ability to transfer the gene that they can horizontally transfer that gene plus the antibiotic resistance marker that's put in there too, in the plasmid. And that antibiotic resistance can actually go into a person's gut.
Here we go.
Bacteria in your gut. Yeah. And they can go into other bacteria in the environment and transfer that antibiotic resistance.
Okay.
So what happens is we've got people that are uptaking the foreign gene, a pig gene, or whatever gene that's in there that's supposed to express in certain ways herbicide resistance, toxins. So we take that plus the antibiotic resistance and anything else that they decide they're going to put in there. And we have to live with that. Now we've got antibiotic resistance.
Well, let's hold it right there because we need to finish this story. But we're up against the break. We'll also open up the phone lines for your call. Stay patient, everybody. We'll be back with more of this horror story with Barb Peterson and my co-host tonight, Andy DeRiso, after a word from our sponsors.
Lines form on my face and hands.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Well, that's the message of the Common Sense Show, freedom. And our special guest tonight joining Annie and I is Barb Peterson. And before we go back out to the phone lines, as we have callers lining up, Barb, I wanted to give you a chance to complete that thought, because that is a shocking revelation that this bacterium and these animals that actually get loose out into the wild can actually transmit to humans, basically a blocker for antibiotics. You want to pick it up from there?
Yes. Antibiotic resistance can go into the bacterial population because these bacteria mingle with other bacteria. So what we're going to end up seeing is a lot of highly antibacterial resistant infections in the hospitals, and they're not going to know where they're coming from. Yeah. All I have to do is do a little bit of research on this, antibacterial resistance, that it's laterally or horizontally transferred. There's also HIV, hepatitis B, and the promoter, cauliflower mosaic virus, that they use for transgenes. This, they are 70 to 90% identical, which means if you have a partial, say in your digestive system, you have a partial virus in there, partial cauliflower mosaic virus, it's partly, and you have a partial virus for HIV, and that combines to form a complete virus. Now, who knows what that virus is? And you've just been infected.
My God, something that Baxter will undoubtedly be given more money to develop a vaccine that won't do what it's supposed to do and cause harm to all of us. Let's go out to the phones and welcome Marty from Idaho. Hi, Marty. You're on the show with Barb, Annie, and Dave.
Hi, guys. I was listening to your network today earlier. I forget what show, but someone reported, and I'm not sure this is true, but I'm just telling you that Monsanto packed up, maybe you covered this earlier in your show, I didn't tune in too late, someone Monsanto delivered to Haiti GMO seeds. I don't know what kind. And the president of the country burned them all, as he knew. That's all I know.
Annie, yes. Barb?
Well, I reported on that last week, and apparently it is a true story, because they don't want their native seeds, you know, to be contaminated. Mm-hmm. And all this Roundup and everything is already started out making a super weed.
Well, I hope that our country will do the same.
Burn them?
I called Monsanto here. I called the head of Monsanto here in Idaho several weeks ago and had a long conversation. I don't know if he was the president of the local, whatever. He was. I tried to get to the top guy. And he just, when I said, oh, you know, this GMO is not good, he said, oh, no. And he gave me a big, fat song and dance. And, of course, I was hard for me. It's hard to fight guys like that, you know, if you're just a housewife. Anyway, so there we go.
Well, it might just be a housewife, Marty, but it seems like you got the common sense to challenge what they want to put inside your body without your permission.
Right. No, I am. Well, I'm an older housewife. I used to be a housewife. Well, I don't know. I'm a widow now, a senior citizen. But whatever.
You're an aware person.
I am. Yeah, and I want to fix this.
There you go.
But boy, it's hard. And you do. I love your show, Dave. Annie.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Marty,
you.
And don't be a stranger. Please call back. Well, Barb, Marty raises, I think, a really good point here. The PR machine of Monsanto is in full effect, but the effects in terms of what could come our way, not just with GMOs, but with regard to what these animals are transmitting, is nothing short of devastating.
Yeah, they want to be in complete control, and the way they get in complete control is to run a monopoly on everything and shove things from the top down onto people and keep people in the dark and unaware of what's happening. Unfortunately for them, we have the Internet, and people are talking.
For now, we have the Internet.
For now.
Have you been following what's going on with regard to Internet freedom and net neutrality?
Yeah. Somewhat. I know that it's. I get the feeling that it's not going to be as overt as a lot of people think it is going to be. Like we're waiting for a big, huge hammer to go down and go squash the Internet. What I see happening is it becoming so commercialized and so structured that it's going to just. Almost be like watching mainstream television pretty soon if they get their way. However, I've got hope because I am an open source person. I love everything open source, and I believe that an open source movement can do something about this. I've got to keep that hope up because it's like having one Bill Gates Microsoft guy thinking up of all the stuff that he can have out there and put bugs in so we can collect more money and more money and more money from programs that don't work, so he makes another program to fix the program that doesn't work, and he's the only person that can change that program. But if you have thousands upon thousands of open source geeks out there who love to work on stuff and then share that code with everybody else, then you have got some extremely intelligent people working on things. And if all those extremely intelligent people get together and figure out a way to crack this thing, then they're just going to have to shut it completely down to keep us off.
You know, another thought occurred to me is you mentioned earlier about Monsanto working on unlocking the DNA secrets of bugs.
Yes.
If you unlock the DNA secrets of a human being and get into the biological marker, it's theoretically possible to basically program it to turn off your biological clock.
Yeah.
And it's almost reminiscent of the movie Logan's Run, if you recall that movie from the 70s, When people turned 30, they had a little transmitter in their hand, RFID, I would assume, and it went blinking, and you were put to death because they couldn't have overpopulation. Well, do you think that kind of science fiction scenario that I'm postulating here could be possible?
Yeah, it could be possible, but I think they're going to want to make as much money off you as possible before you do kick the bucket.
I would totally agree. Yep.
Yeah, first they're going to want to make you sick so that the establishment can collect more and more money off you, and pharma can collect more and more money off you by pumping you full of all of their drugs.
So Andy, do you have any follow-ups before we change topics?
Well, it's trying to take our vitamins away from us, polluting the air and the water, and, you know, we don't know what they are really doing with chemtrails, or what these chemtrails are going to do to us, because they have aluminum in them, they have barium in them. And Barb was talking about the aluminum in the soil. What do we have when we have Alzheimer's? Aluminum in the brain. I mean, there's a lot of dots that you can connect there. We're wide open. It's like we're the lab rats.
You just gave me an aha moment, Annie, because you just connected what Barb said earlier about the aluminum resistance with what's possibly going on in chemtrails. Barb, is that where you wanted to go with this in tonight's show?
Yeah, that's fine. I wrote an article about that, too. Monsanto is really, they've got to have some inside track on that. There's two articles. First, I wrote the one on HARP, chemtrails and global warming. And then the other one was the one with Monsanto's aluminum-resistant gene and the chemtrails. And Michael Murphy, he's doing the documentary with G. Edward Griffin, and I've been in contact, and I've been posting his stuff. And it's basically they've been testing and found that the aluminum levels are thousands of times beyond even what the EPA says is safe. And the EPA, we know that they're really not giving us the skinny on what is and what isn't safe. And these are thousands of times. And I've had people call me and say, Barb, I, you know, live in California and I go hiking at Mount Shasta area, and I've noticed something. I said, there's no frogs. I said, I used to go there, and there was hundreds of frogs. You could hear them all over the place. He said, now I go, and there's no frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, He said, well, do you think that could be a part of it? And I said, you know what? Michael determined that through these levels of aluminum and barium, that the bugs were being poisoned, so the fish populations were going down. Well, frogs eat bugs, too. So it would just stand to reason that the frog populations are going down also. And this Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to wonder, does this correlate with the bees? Bee population.
All life is where I'm thinking. Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that.
Depopulation.
Major, big time. And then if Monsanto, get this scenario. We have all these chemtrails being sprayed. We've got all this aluminum coming down on us and barium coming down on us. They're attacking our food from all angles for supposed food safety acts and the GMO and all this control and manipulation. And now they have this aluminum. Now they're going to have an aluminum resistance gene. Now what happens if we're completely sprayed with aluminum and the only plants that are going to grow are the ones with an aluminum resistance gene? Can you imagine the monopoly on that?
Ooh, hadn't thought about that.
But would it be enough to offset the damage that's going to be done by the aluminum?
With GMO.
In other words, it's the Hegelian dialectic all over again. We'll pick it up from there when we rejoin Barb and Annie after a word from these sponsors. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. Hi, this is your host, Dave Hodges, and joining me for the balance of the show is my co-host and our intrepid reporter, our under-the-radar news reporter, Andy DeRiso, and our very special guest, Barb Peterson. And, you know, this will be mentioned here real quick, too, as a program note. Kind of along these lines of taking down our food supply and basically weakening our resistance, next week's guest is Floyd Brown. He's a co-author of Killing Wealth, Freeing Wealth, The Killionaires. I love that name, Killionaires. He's going to be joining us in the first hour next week, and basically he and his co-author detail how this takedown of the American economy is being orchestrated. It's on purpose, and there's no question, Barb, that we're looking at the same thing with our food supply, but what you're doing here tonight is nothing short of amazing. You're connecting the dots between the GMO scourge, the animal population, and the chemtrails. Now, you also wanted to bring global warming into this scenario, too. Does that factor into this discussion?
Of course it does. Yes, definitely. We've got HARP. Let's get into HARP. As soon as you mention HARP, they go, oh, conspiracy theorists. Excuse me.
You know what I call those people that call us conspiracy theorists? I actually stole this from our friend of the show, Jim Mars. I like to call these people coincidental theorists. Everything is by coincidence. I mean, nothing ever happens by a plan. And, so go ahead. They call us conspiracy theorists, and you're going to talk about HARP.
Yes. I mean, well, let me ask you a question. Since when does the government spend, except when they buy the, you know, occasional $10,000 screwdriver, since when does the government spend, you know, millions, maybe billions, I don't know, of dollars on a project that they don't intend to use?
Answer would be never.
Yeah. My thinking, and this heart thing is, I'll tell you, it is designed to, let me get, okay, I went through the patent, and HARP is intended to do the following: destroy, deflect, or confuse missiles or aircraft, modify the weather, change the molecular composition of an atmospheric region by increasing or decreasing ozone, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, and or nitrous oxides. Increase the drag on a missile or satellite. Focus vast amounts of sunlight on selected portions of the Earth. Alter the Earth's magnetic field for things such as surveying. Create high-intensity, well-controlled electrical fields in selected locations for various purposes. Create irregularities in the ionosphere, which will interfere with the normal operations of various types of radar. Create plumes to simulate and or perform the same functions as performed by the detonation of a HEAV-type nuclear device without having to actually detonate the device. That's what HARP is intended to do.
Yes.
Create earthquakes and steer storms and.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now let's go into the part. This gets really interesting here.
Okay.
U.S. 1977 U.S. Code Title 50, War and National Defense Section 1520, Chapter 32, was supposed to have been repealed, and that specific thing is, come on.
I know about this.
Well, it specifically says that they can go ahead and experiment on the civilian population, the military clan, as long as they give the Congress and the local authorities 30 days notice. They don't have to tell you. They can give them 30 days notice.
Let me interject this. I don't think it's Congress any longer. They've changed that. They changed the notification to a local official. And the word official is so broad.
It's not anymore. Because in H.R. 1119, that was passed in 1997, where it takes the official completely out of it and says that they just have to notify Congress. Well, okay, and they're not supposed to. That was supposed to be, because I've got an article here by Joyce Riley 10 years ago that says, oh, it's been repealed, everything's okay. I'm sorry, everything isn't okay. It actually made it worse, because 1119 took out the verbiage that stated that they even have to tell a local official. Heck, they might have to tell a sheriff who might alert somebody. Can't have that. Now they just have to tell Congress. And it says really nice, it looks really good, where it says, oh, they're not going to experiment on civilians, except for, now we run into the list of exceptions, okay? You have to look at the list of exceptions, because that list of exceptions includes peaceful purposes, including research, any purpose relating to toxic chemicals, and law enforcement. So, if you say that HARP is research only, well, they can experiment on us because that's a peaceful purpose, including research.
That's a staggering revelation that we're going to let our listeners ponder as we go into the break. And we'll open it up for your phone calls, and we come back with Barb after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
And now, America's most independent talk show host, Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest joining Annie and I tonight on the Common Sense Show is Barb Peterson. And let me just recap what Barb was saying before we went to the break, that under U.S. Code 50, Section 32, if something is deemed to be for research purposes, the powers that be, in this case people like Monsanto, can perform any kind of experiment on us they want as long as they notify Congress. And I have one follow-up on that, Barb. Does the law specify now, the revision of the law, what form the notification to Congress must take place? Does it have to be in the public domain?
Let's see. It says, this is H.R. 1119, which was passed, and it says, prior notice to Congress not later than 30 days after the date of final approval within the Department of Defense of plans for any experiment or study to be conducted by the Department of Defense involving the use of human subjects, the Secretary of Defense shall submit to the Committee on Armed Services of the Senate and the Committee on National Security of the House of Representatives a report setting forth a full accounting of the plans, and then the experiment may be conducted only after the end of the 30-day period.
And that key phrase you said in there was national security. So, no, it won't be in the public domain. Well, Barb, you've really struck a chord. We have an absolutely full board of calls. So let's go out to the lines and welcome Roger from Kentucky on line one. Hi, Roger, on the air with Dave, Annie, and our guest, Barb.
Hi. One quick observation, my response to people who don't believe conspiracies exist is to suspect that they've never been to a used car lot.
Very good, Roger.
My question to Barb has to do with the oil spill. There was a single source report of oil and rain in Florida, which I find suspect, but do you have any information on the components of either the chemical dispersant they were spraying or this particular blend of oil that would have evaporation points lower than that of water so that it would evaporate out and condense in rain?
I don't know anything about the rain or the dispersal points. I do know that the product that they're using is Corexit, which is the same product that they used, I believe it was 1979, that didn't work.
Okay.
Everything they've used hasn't worked.
Yes, that's been obvious.
Are their memories that short that they would try to reinvent history and use it again?
The same company that was in charge of the drilling, I can't think of the name of the company, but it's the same company in 79 as the one that's doing it now, and they're doing the exact same things, which means after that disaster in 79, if you go back and you listen to that newscast, I've got it on my site, FarmWars, and you can go and listen to that newscast, and it's the same exact thing. And they're doing the same thing. So we have over 20 years later here, and they're doing the exact same thing. Same problem, same company, everything.
I'll end my comments and thank you with this observation. From your description of HARP, it sounds like they could evaporate all of it in one fell swoop.
If they wanted to.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Roger. Good call as always. Let's go to the lines and welcome J.G. from California. Hi, J.G. You're on the air with Barbara.
Oh, hi, everybody. I got a comment, Dave. Don Nikoloff, are you aware of him?
Yes, I am.
Okay. He had a show a few weeks ago with some kind of a credentialed expert that literally had a very large list, if not everything, of the ingredients that go into GMOs, if you want to find that out.
Well, let me hold that right there just a second for J.G. Barb, are you aware of this?
A list of things that go into GMOs. Do you mean the promoters, the transgenes, what type of things?
No, the food ingredients, Barb. It would be things that a customer would need to read on the label that would be a blinking red light to not buy that product. And he, I think he was a naturopath doctor. I'm not sure. Dave, you know how to get a hold of him?
I don't, but if you would shoot me an email to thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com, I'll certainly give him an email, and let's see where that goes from there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd love to have that list. I'd love to have
it. Yes, I think our people should, because I'm constantly toiling over, you know, this soy this and hydrated this and my ex-wife that. And,
exactly.
And the other comment, I spoke at length with, are you familiar, Dave, with a lady called Rosalind with CaliforniaSkyWatch.com?
I'm not.
Okay, that's another expert in this country, just like the gentleman, I can't remember his last
Don
name.
Don Nikoloff.
Now. No, not Don Nikoloff. Don Parkin with the Idaho Observer. his wife is probably the leading civilian expert on vaccines. Rosalind at length said that she's been testing soil and getting soil reports statewide, and I think she said federal, but I wouldn't swear to that, all over the United States. And she tells me that all samples on her findings, whether state or federal reports, with aluminum and barium are only from rocket fuel testing in the atmosphere. I wanted to ask you, Barb, was your inference of chemtrails from what you found, are the barium and aluminum, were this from, according to you, chemtrails, or what other source was your findings?
I would assume that it's from chemtrails because the chemtrails are relatively new phenomena, and actually, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that they were starting
in the, like, 1996, somewhere around there. A lot of things seem to have started around 1996, where they really started spraying these things heavily. And when you find, I believe Michael Murphy went to one ranch. This man has, like, 1,000 acres. And after heavy chemtrail spraying, he went out and found that on his solar panels there was a film. And he tested the film, and that was so high in aluminum and barium.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was off the chart.
She tells me that this is from rocket fuel testing by the government, you know, and I can't quite swallow that. And I think she mentioned, as I say, I had another question to an expert, and he was on another show. I forgot. I think it was on Dr. Truot's show a couple of months ago. I think it was Michael Murphy. Is he a cinematographer, Dave? I guess.
I don't know. Barb, do you know?
Yeah, he's basically a journalist like us, and he's doing a movie with G. Edward Griffin, who has now gotten on the bandwagon about the chemtrails because he understands what a danger it is. And just the fact that they are allowed to experiment on us, and they can do that. And even Kuchinick, I think it was H.R. 2977, something like that, he wanted to introduce that, and he says that, well, they can't, and he actually quoted chemtrails and any type of stuff coming from the sky, that type of thing, they're not supposed to do, except the little interesting fact about that is he said that the chemtrails are sprayed from the stratosphere. That's where airplanes fly, okay? Now, 60 miles and below. Okay? We've got our little atmosphere, then we've got the stratosphere. That's the next up. And that goes up to, I believe it's 60 miles. Well, he said 60 miles and above. That's what he was dealing with. So 60 miles and below, which is where the planes are and which are spraying the chemtrails, it didn't even cover that.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
Never passed.
Yeah, I can even see why HAARP comes into this, Barb. I'm beginning to make the connection myself. We need to do a follow-up show on this because there's so many dots to connect. JG, we're going to have to move along because we got a full board of calls, but as usual...
Well, I had a point to make, one last point.
Okay, quickly, please.
Okay, she just says she can't confirm any deliberate evidence from chemtrails that even all what others say they've had. She's asked them, show me the report, show me this, and because she does all this personal testing and reading the reports for decades, and she cannot confirm or have anybody convinced. And, you know, I told her about Dr. Mike Castle, and she even kind of, ho-hummed about that nobody in this country has any evidence, according to her. So I thought that was kind of funny, because to me, this is premeditated murder.
That's a nonsense view, and J.G., please send me that information via my email, thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com, and call us once again. That was a great call. Let's go to the lines and welcome Rodney from South Carolina. Hi, Rodney. You're on with Dave, Annie, who's gone silent over there, and Barb.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. To answer your first question, to get a hold of Don Nikoloff's website, it is directlightproduction, all one word, .com.
Okay, directlightproduction.com. Thank you.
Now, you have to sometimes keep trying it because they try to block you out of it.
Oh, we know about that, don't we, Barb?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here's the other one. You're going to have fun trying to get into this website. It's Press TV out of Iran. And this came out 5/25/10 this year. Iran renews offer to help on U.S. oil spill. They have the technology to stop this and have cleaned it up when it started. They've offered twice, and our government said no. Are we mad yet?
Yes, well, why on earth would they want that? Because our companies can't sell the core exit. I mean, somebody's making some money off of that, and somebody else is going to make some more money off of that. And when you're dealing with sociopaths who have absolutely no conscience, and they'll do anything they want.
Well, Barb, sociopaths is the key term right there. Annie and I were going to unveil something tonight if we weren't able to bring you up on the air. And, Annie, we're going to do this next week. But let's put it this way. The Iranians have the cure because their allies, the North Koreans, created the problem. It's a classic case of Hegelian dialectic. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. But let's put it this way. Everything in the Gulf is not as it appears to be. And Annie and I, right, Annie, we're going to unveil this next week.
Oh, it's way worse than that, because even Ben Fulford put a warning out on his blog tonight They are going to, they're in the process of doing an emergency evacuation of the entire Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Yep.
And that could be one of the reasons why we're seeing an influx of foreign troops. There's two operating theories. One or both might be true. I have eyewitness accounts that place the unloading of Russian soldiers in California, numerous accounts that basically say perhaps as many as 10,000. Annie has emails that have crossed her desk. And Annie, tell everyone what you know about the other nationalities that are involved.
Refresh my memory, please.
Well, in terms of the troops that would be needed to do a mass evacuation of the Gulf without recalling forces from Iraq and Afghanistan, and also perhaps to restore civil order if civil disorder breaks out because of what's going to happen with the economy in the fall. In terms of the nationality of the troops, Annie, we know they're Russian. You've reported to me other nationalities are involved.
Well, they were called UN. All of, you know, and whoever, whichever nationalities are included in the UN, which is just about everybody.
Well, the blue-helmeted blowhards is what you're telling us.
Yep.
Yep.
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well aware of it. Most of their equipment is down there in Louisiana and Mississippi and that, and they've got stockpiles of it all through the South. They've just been waiting for this last-ditch effort to get us.
No question, Rodney, and as our government figures like to say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Thanks so much for the call. We've got to move along.
Yes, sir.
And let's go to Mike from Minnesota. Hi, Mike. You're on with Barb, Annie, and Dave.
Hi, Dave and everyone. Thanks for taking my call. This is on the Gulf oil spill. As far as that chlor exit, that is a 28-day breakdown period, and that's to answer an earlier caller's question. Another thing is this. The benzene that's naturally found in the oil, benzene also can become like an oil dispersant or taken up by the natural thing of the ocean that goes up into the clouds and, you know, rains. So we're looking at benzene rains, not just from a hurricane, but just the natural cycle of the way the weather works, of dumping benzene on lakes, rivers, streams, and the land for hundreds, if not tens of thousands of or thousands of square miles throughout the entire southeast and probably the Tennessee, Mississippi, Ohio valleys. The possibility of a quarter of our population being turned into refugees. I mean, where are they going to go? In Minnesota, the Dakotas, you know, whatever. But that land could be, as far as food production, become totally uninhabitable.
Yes. And Barb, let's make that connection here. Connect that dot for us. What do you see as the benefit from people that want to control food as to what is happening with the mismanagement of the oil spill in the Gulf?
Well, my thoughts on it, there's a whole bunch of stuff that could happen here because they know there's some very, very good methods of removing that oil, and Mike Castle has one of them. He's an inventor. Man's a genius as far as I'm concerned. And he's invented this thing that I have looked at, and it is amazing about picking up oil, but they don't want to use that now because they would rather us not have the animals. They're killing off horse herds. They're killing off bison herds, elk herds and stuff. Why are they doing this? They're getting rid of the food. We're going into genetically modified animals. We've got genetically modified plants. Let's go into genetically modified animals that you can have a patent on the gene. So if neighbor's bull goes into somebody else's field, impregnates the cows there, that person has now genetically modified babies. They're carrying that gene. And guess who owns the patent on those babies?
Does
same
it start
thing
with an
with
M?
The corn.
Mm-hmm. Starts with an M, doesn't it?
Ends with an O, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for the call. Annie, you've gone quiet, and I know you well enough to know that you're probably...
I'm just listening.
You're just in absolute shock, aren't you? So let's get a reaction from you that... give your reaction so Barb can respond.
I would like to ask Barb if she's heard anything about the oil volcano being an act of terrorism from Should I say the country that's being blamed? Korea is being blamed. That it was a two-man sub.
North Korea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we have a lot that we're going to unveil next week. There's too much circumstantial data. There's just too much there. And we were going to unveil this tonight, but I think another week we'll have actually give Annie and I a chance to get our ducks in order. But clearly, if you take out a quarter of the food supply, which could theoretically and very practically happen in the Gulf, this really tightens the market hold that Monsanto has, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it reduces the competition.
It sure does. You can genetically modify fish. They're doing that. Not saying Monsanto did this, somebody else did, but they've got an actually completely artificial construct now, a completely artificial life form.
Let's hold it right there. When we come back, and we'll put a wrap on this great interview after a word from these sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Well, hopefully a lot of us can see more clearly now because we might go blind eating GMOs. Our special guest this evening has been Barb Peterson. Also joining me as co-host is Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar News correspondent. And Barb, I want to give you a moment here to promo Aggie, okay, the bacterium, and your website. So you're releasing Aggie to the public. I believe it's available in the middle of June. So go ahead and tell the listening audience how they can get a copy and how they can visit your website.
Okay, if you go to farmwars.info, you'll see Aggie on the right-hand side, and it's a big, you can't miss her. She's nice and colorful. And you go ahead and click her, and you'll go to her special page. And you can actually go down, and I've got the book form on Lulu, and I put their little thing where you can see all of the pages. It's at 35 or 36 on that one slideshow. You can actually see all of the slides, preview it, and I'm going to be having it available on CD, and you can get it in either the flash format or the PowerPoint format, so you can take it out and make presentations with it. And it's a narrated slideshow, and it's I'm Puchenstein is the expert.
You're going to have to say that again. Someone just cut into you. You just cut out there.
Okay. Mr. Puchenstein is narrating.
Okay.
And it's fun. I think that the characters are for can be for kids, but it's still, you know, I loved the old, you know, cartoons with Sherman and Professor Peabody and all
that's
that,
great.
You know. So, and it's, you know, I'm taking pre-orders at this point, and I'm making it so everybody can get it. I mean, like a CD, pre-orders is $7.50, and that includes shipping. Okay. And when I go to the ship date, which is going to be approximately June 15th, then it'll go up to $9. But that includes shipping.
That's still a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
That is still a wonderful deal.
I want to get it out. I want people to understand what they're eating. I want them to get engaged, you know, in a way that will make them want to start looking at the labels, understanding, reading, and growing their own food.
Well, no question. Well, we barely scratched the surface to connect these dots. I think we've made a lot of inroads, but let me look at the program schedule. You're going to have to look at your own calendar, and I'll be in touch with you this week. We're going to schedule a follow-up because this information is just too important. And I have to tell you, I'm stunned, Barb, at how you've connected these dots between the chemtrails, the GMOs, and we didn't even get into the global warming, but you did bring in HAARP, and it makes perfect sense to me, but I think we need to lay it out again, and I think we need to go about it progressively so the listening audience can see just how thorough this plan is. This isn't just about combating Monsanto. This is basically about fighting the whole global establishment. Hey, one last question for you, and the answer's got to be brief. I raised a question last week. I'm going to start asking a lot of guests. What do you think they're going to do under Agenda 21 with these huge areas that will be unpopulated as we're herded into densely populated urban centers? Any idea what they're going to do with that land?
That's their playground. They want it just the way it is. They want to have all the wildlife in there. They're going to have lions and tigers and bears, you know, all throughout there because nobody's supposed to be there. Then they'll go out and they'll have their little rich kid hunts and their little adventures out there, but we get to stay in the cities.
Well, we're out of time, so Barb, I want to thank you for being gracious with your time, and I'll be in touch to schedule a follow-up. Thanks so much for joining us. Barb Peterson, everybody, farmwars.info. And we'll be back next week, Annie and I will, where we welcome Floyd Brown, and we're going to talk about the Killionaires and how our economy is deliberately being taken down. Great callers tonight, great show. Tell your friends, tell your local program manager to pick us up. Thanks, everybody. Go out and have a great week, and God bless you, men and women in uniform.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.